Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since our intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And can sit around and chuck it the blase flame. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell his chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Girl, as I'm kissing your thigh, seems like I waited a million hours just to get in your life. We can hit the showers, you gon' get it tonight. Just relax. Right now you're so ready, girl. Licking on your belly, girl. I'm gon' keep it groovy. Let's go make a movie. Slide it to my bed, got you wet as a jacuzzi. The neighbors hear you scream. Let me blow your mind, like you've been blowing mine. It seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. Girl, you are. Come and let me take you to your ecstasy. Just lay back, way back. Girl, you ain't got no worries when you're dealing with me. Just lay back, way back. All the way in Japan. We gon' do some things that didn't fit in the plans. I love it when you kiss me, girl, so do it again. Do it again, yeah. I'm rubbing on your booty, so comfy and soothing. Girl, you're really popping, so let's make this shit a movie. Yeah, yeah. So unbelievable. So glad you let me blow your mind. I'm like you've been blowing mine. It seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. Girl, you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Everything is good, brother. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, everything is good, man. What's going on your way?
Well, we almost had a it was almost bad. I forgot to set up the show. I thought I did it a couple of days ago, so I, you know, logged on a little earlier just to check it out and realized I didn't set up the show, so I had like a minute to set up the show, and I got it done, though, so we're here. But, oh, man, it would have been bad. We would have had to cancel the show. But we're here,
hey,
man.
I'm
we're going on in
the you was quick on your feet, man. All right, so, you know, there's a lot going on in A, man. You know, I almost feel like I should do Freaky Friday news from Atlanta before we get started because so much goes on over here. But you know, I won't get into too much, man, but I'm good. Family's good, man. Atlanta is doing what it does, man. You know, we got the governor. The governor decided that masks should not be mandatory in the cities and in the counties. And so, you know, a lot of people are in an uproar with that because they feel like everybody should have a damn mask on, right? You know, but at the same time, man, I have to argue that. And I don't want to get into the politics, but I have to argue mandatory masks because that's where it starts. If everybody has to wear a mask, then next thing you know, everybody has to have a vaccine. And so slowly but
yep.
surely trying different methods, man, to mandate and waive citizens' rights, man. So you got to be careful, man. I'm not saying that safety is not important and wearing masks are not important and things like that. But what I am saying is there's certain ways to do certain things, man. So if you want to mandate wearing masks, then that means you're going to have to issue one standard mask for everybody to have access to. Now, if you're willing and able to do that, which, you know, they're not going to spend that kind of money and they're not going to take that liability because you also have to assess each individual. You know, people got asthma, COPD, smoke too much weed. And so, you know, you don't want them having issues and then blaming it on wearing a damn mask. And now you got billions of dollars that will be expected to be paid out. But, hey, enough with the politics, man. I'm excited about tonight's show. We want to make sure that everybody knows and understands that not only can you listen to the show, because we're here every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right, but you can also participate. This is one of the places where, you know, people like to listen and they like to, you know, formulate their own thoughts and opinions, but you can actually engage in our Blog Talk Radio tone. So, you know, hit them with the number, man, and let them know also how they can get on online and what it takes to be a part of the live Blog Talk Radio.
You can go to at Instagram or Twitter or Facebook like page, and you can click the link and listen into the show tonight, or you could call in 516-387-1268, and if you want to chime in and chop it up with me and Gigi, all you got to do is press 1 and get on. It's just that simple. We're going to put you on.
Like we always do. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. You know, what's going on, man? I guess we have to always start out with some current events, man. We have to, you know, we have to make sure that people are abreast of what's going on nationally, internationally. So, what's a good story that's going on right now, man? We could talk about briefly, and then jump into our topic for the night.
Okay, so. The story that I want to talk about is, and I, you know, I'm not hip to Twitter like that. Like I try it out, but I, you know, when I do go on, I see some things, and I've seen this story. I may be late, but I'm gonna, you know, talk about it anyway. But it was a football player. I can't think of the guy's name. He had made a whole bunch of tweets about Jill Scott. And basically what he was saying was he don't see how, you know, people find her attractive. And I was, you know, I'm reading and I'm like, wow, this is Jill Scott. Like, Jill Scott is fucking gorgeous. So I just was like lost for words. Like, so I'm looking at it, you know, he was typing more than that. It was more stuff than that. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought we could speak on it. It kind of fit our topic for tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that we could speak on it a little bit, just warm up into the topic, let everybody get on a call, and, you know, we can get into the juicy part, you know. But what you think about that, man? Black guy, you know, young black guy, man, like, he didn't know that people looked at Jill Scott sexually, found her attractive.
Okay. That's pretty interesting. I don't know this dude. I don't know this story well, but I am a Jill Scott fan. And, you know, generally speaking and being specific, you know, there's more to Jill Scott, since we're speaking about her, but this also may have something to do that she may be considered a plus size or a BBW. I'm not really sure as far as, you know, what's said about her stature, because I don't really get into that part. I just know that Jill Scott has sex appeal. You know what I mean? And so sex appeal, the way she carries herself, I mean, she has a beautiful voice. You know, she has, you know, she speaks poetry as well as sings, and she has a lot of confidence. You know what I mean? She embraces her sexuality. There's so many dimensions to Jill Scott, man. So for some dude to say that, I don't really know what he's talking about at all. I mean, because she's a beautiful woman. You know what I mean? She has nice eyes, beautiful lips. So I don't really get that part. Hopefully it doesn't have anything to do with her size, because she's very voluptuous, which to me is a damn good thing. She got the fluffs. We already talked about that, man. I like the fluffs. I like the fluffs up top, man, and she had that. But, you know, just the way she carries herself, very intellectual, cerebral sister, intellectual, you know, just sexy to me, man, you know. And so I don't get it. I don't understand. But again, I mean, whoever this dude is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who he is. It's just that he had an opinion that's most likely opposite to the majority. Right, because there's a lot of Jill Scott fans, men and women. Like, women want Jill Scott.
Yes, definitely.
Am I right?
Definitely.
So, you know, women want Jill Scott as well. You know, they love her music, they love her sexuality. And this was even before she started, improv and the giving head, you know, with the microphone and stuff like that. Prior to that, she was still a bad chick. You know, and I mean that in the utmost respect. She was still a bad girl. You know, so I don't really know, man. I don't know how somebody can see Well, first of all, don't worry about how everybody feels. If you don't like that, if that's not your style, you know what I'm saying, then that's cool. But if you're questioning other people's perspectives, man, mind your own damn business, man. Come on. Stop it. I don't care if you play football.
I'm confused at what are you looking at? Like, do you know what attractive is? To look at Jill Scott and to say that you don't know how people could find her attractive, you know, sexually or looks or whatever, it's just crazy. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know what you're looking at. I think because he's a young guy. I think he's a young guy. So I think that a lot of these young guys, you know, growing up on these plastic women. So they really don't know what a real woman is supposed to look like. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't, you know, got the fake butt or the boobs or the super teeny waist that you know that look like somebody cut you, you know what I'm saying? It's not attractive. And that's crazy. I was just like, wow, like out of all the women, you know what I'm saying, like Jill Scott, like, man, Jill Scott is beautiful, smile, personality, all that. Like, she got the whole package. Like, I feel like her and Erica got that same energy. You know what I'm saying? They got that same just.
They really do.
It's a beautiful energy.
Yeah. They definitely have kindred spirits, man. You know, very, very soulful. And just peaceful and just real chill and serene, man. Now Erica is, you know, if you put them side by side, if anybody would do that, they're two different types of women when it comes to size, to structure. And that's just like anybody. Some people have smaller frames, some people have medium frames, some have larger frames. And all of those can go from left to right, or from right to left, depending on what your goals are, right? But, you know, when it comes to Jill, man, there's just so many things about her. And it even before you look at it, you know what I'm saying? Some people have that voice. Some people have that charisma. You know, some of them just have that aura about them that is real sensual, soulful, and just a nice vibe. So, take away the physicalities of it, man. She has a beautiful spirit, you know. So if you're a sapiosexual individual, then that means you would be able to understand. You'd be, you know, you would enjoy her intellect, you know, and her vibes and just the way that she does things, man. And, you know, if you're looking at it from a physical aspect and you don't like super curvy women because she's super curvy, and then that's your damn problem, man. leave us alone.
Yeah,
Let us love on the curves. Damn it. Like, that's the same thing. Some people don't like slim. Some people don't like slim women. Some people don't like thick women. Some people don't like athletic built women. Serena Williams gets a bad rap. She's sexy as fuck. And she's athletic. But some people just don't like, you know, certain. Maybe certain body types, man, but if you look at the totality of a woman, you got to appreciate her for more than her body, man. Please. You got to appreciate her for more than her body. There's so many dimensions of a woman that you just have to acknowledge before you make any type of damn decision. Man. Plus, who is you? Motherfucker, who is you? All right? Ain't nobody worried about you because we don't even know who he is.
I could see if he said that, you know, Jill is beautiful, but she's just not my type. Like, that's different. But, like, to say that, how do people find her attractive? It's like, wow, dude, like, what the fuck are you looking at? Like, are you know what I'm saying? Like, you tripping.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's a big kids going on right now.
They so used to this plastic stuff, they don't understand. They don't know. They don't know. So.
Yeah, I guess we wanted some attention.
That leaves
she's obviously bigger than him. And so he wanted to be known for, hey, I was the guy that tried to throw shots at Jill Scott. I mean, he's probably got some things coming to him, I'm pretty sure. But
I'm talking about celebrities, cool. Everybody. Everybody went, they went all the way crazy on that man. But again, that kind of, you know, pushed us into our topic for tonight.
Couple
topics that we do have. I just added something to it because, I hear these are the things I hear from women or from men. Like, you got skinny, slim, thick, BBW. What is thick and what is BBW? Is that the same thing?
That's a great question, and we'll definitely need some folks to chime in on this one, because all we can give is our perspective as men. But there's some ladies that I'm pretty sure, because, you know, we have models, we have stylists, you know, we have people that are in fitness that are on the calls, you know, so definitely chime in. We're not going to ask you what your name is. We're not even going to ask you what city you represent. We can just do straight talk. But, so I've done that survey before. I've done a poll. And so from what I understand, thick and BBW is not the same. It's not the same. So from what I get, when women are considered thick or consider themselves thick, that's more of on the curvaceous side, you know, the curvaceous side, because, you know, a woman, she could be 5'4", you know, 150 pounds. I'm just throwing numbers out there, and have a very curvaceous body, but she's not a BBW because she's not fitting that script description. So I think BBW is more of the very voluptuous size, you know, very voluptuous, you know. Tops, bottoms, and, you know, the waist might not necessarily be, you know, small. Or she may have, you know, a little something in the front, a little something on the sides. Whatever it is, you know, it's considered just big and beautiful. Hell, just exactly, you know, what it is, big, beautiful woman. So, that's what I got so far, man. What have you heard, or what would you consider just the difference between thick, or if there's a difference between thick and BBW?
I always looked at thick as, like, from top to bottom. Like, I looked at thick like you just described BBW. So
okay.
I'm thinking it's kind of like the same thing, just from top to bottom. They got everything, every part. You know what I'm saying? I always said, like, I don't think a girl can be. This is just my opinion. Like, I wouldn't call a girl thick that doesn't have a booty.
Right.
That's just
okay.
like she's just
okay.
She's just top heavy.
Okay.
I wouldn't
necessarily
say that she's thick, but I don't know how that works. You know, I would love to hear a woman to, you know, let us know how this whole thing work out like that. But when I think of thick, I think of top, bottom, like the way you describe the BBW, that's what I think when I say thick. When I be like, oh, man, she's thick, it's because she got,
okay.
So, you know, booty, boob.
She's stacked
hips.
Up.
Yeah, she's stacked. She's thick. She's stacked. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, so what would BBW be? Then what would you consider BBW?
I guess bigger than that, a little bit more than that, like a little bit more curvier. Because here's the thing, like you said, some a girl could be like 5 foot, 5'1", 5'2", 5'3", 5'4", and be extremely thick, or she could be extremely big, but no, like, without the curve. I think it's thick if you got curves.
Okay.
When we say that, like, no matter how, like, because I've seen some women that's, like plus size, but they are extremely curvy.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, like, real good.
Sure.
But then I've seen some girls who's not as curvy. Doesn't
right.
look the same as the curvy girl. So I would say thick would be curvy, and BBW, for me, would be no curve, I guess. I guess that's how it works.
That's the beauty of women, though. They come in all different shapes and sizes and body types and structure. You know, it's always interesting. And like I said before, they can go from left to right or right to left, you know, through, you know, if they have a regimen, they want to drop some weight or drop some body fat, you know, just like anybody that wants to, you know, improve their body or get healthier. So I've seen women that may have been 300 plus pounds get down to 200, under 200, and they go from, you know, what I would consider BBW to now they're thick. So, you know, that means slimming more in the waist. So if you slim more in the waist, then your hips going to stick out more. You slim more in the waist, your breasts are going to be, you know, out a little bit more, and they may go down a little bit because, you know, that is fatty tissue. So it's really interesting to watch and enjoy and admire the anatomy of a woman. So, you know, as long as she embraces herself and you know, has that confidence, because every woman is beautiful, you know, and unique, as long as they own it, you know, I think that's important, man, that they own it, man. There's not enough encouraging and confidence in women, man. You know, I think that's a part of all of us, man. We got to encourage our women. We have to appreciate them, show them more love, and then they have to show a lot more love amongst each other, damn it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know, queens, right? So we got to do that, man, you know, and I think that will motivate, inspire more women to not only embrace who they are, what they got going on and things like that, but to really start operating in the shit that they're supposed to operate now that they don't have to worry about how people feel about it. You know, because that could be a lot on a person, especially a woman, all the shit they go through. And on top of that, worrying about all motherfuckers, you know, hating on them and not wanting to collab and show some love and stuff like that, man. But that's a whole nother thing. But I had to get that out.
Let me ask you this. And this question is for men and women. Again, all you got to do is press 1 to chime in. We'll get you on.
Yep.
If you got, you know, if you want to answer one of the questions, what body type turns you on the most? Like, what is a like no, and what is a no?
That's a great question, man. And the thing about me is, you know how some people date. You see who they date, and it's like, damn, they only like one type. You know, she's got to have a fat booty, be 5'1", 5'3", you know, or a big chest, and 5'6", 5'7", tallest, with legs. You know, with me, it's not necessarily the same. You know, I think I do a really good job in my diversity when it comes to, you know, dating women. They're all very different, man. But I'm a curve guy. Like, I went through phases. It's crazy, but I went through phases, so I'm not lying to you. Look, I went through phases where she had to have a big chest. Like, she just had to have a big chest, man. Like, a big chest would give her a pass if she ain't have a nice round booty. Like, as long as the chest was nice and big, and then, you know, she had some comfortable buns, if you will. You know what I mean? I don't want it flat, you know, like a flat iron. Oh, you know, or iron board. But, you know, I used to be into the big chest, and then I got into hips and ass. Like, really got into it to where if she was super curvy and she had nice hips and a nice round ass, like the cheeks, like you can see the cheeks in what she wears, you know, then she could get away with like a medium size to small chest, you know, because of the overcompensation of the hips and ass, man. And of course, this is when I was younger. Now, as a grown ass 44-year-old man, you know, what attracts me the most, I would say, is a woman that takes care of herself, and you can tell. You know, she takes care of herself, and you can tell. She's very intentional. Like, she don't have to be a Serena, but you can tell. You can look at her and be like, hey, man, you know what? She takes very good care of her body. You know, and what that looks like is going to vary. I'm not trying to be ambiguous, but what that looks like varies. You know, it's not a certain height. It's not a certain size because, you know, I've dated, you know, the tallest woman I've ever dated, man, was 6'2". And, you know, too, I'm about right at 6 foot. I'm right at 6 foot. Like, if I wear the wrong shoes, I'm 5'12". But, yeah, she was 6'2", man. She was 6'2". She was athletic, too, though. She was athletic, so she had the thighs and legs on her, and she was built. And she would put the heels on Tony. She was about 6'5". 6'5" on the heels, right? And I would tell her, I'm like, look, don't you put no damn flats on. I don't give a damn. She didn't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Because we knew what it was. But I would, hey, put them 4 inches, put them 6-inch stilettos on, man. Let's get it. So, you know, we'll be out and about, and I'm not going to lie, man. I felt like I had a trophy on me, man, because I know everybody was looking, you know. And that gives me a lot of love, too, because they're like, oh, shit, okay, he don't mind. He's confident. You know what I'm saying? She's tall. She's towering over
the
nigga.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but tall girls, like, I can't do tall girls. I don't know. I think I got, like, a phobia or something. Like,
yeah,
real tall girls, like you say, 6'5", 6'6", or something like 6'2", 6'3". I don't know what it is, bro. Like, I don't know.
You feel like you'll be dunked on?
I mean,
she's going to post your ass up?
I don't know. Man, they'll come walking past me. I'll like, if I'm in a grocery store and a real tall girl, like, come towards me, I'm going to go around the other way. I don't know what it is. I think I got a phobia.
That is more of a... That is a phobia more than that's a damn phobia, man.
I can't. That's why when you said 6'5", I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, 6'5" with the heels on, man. 6'5" with the heels on. Yeah.
Oh, with the heels. Yeah.
Yeah, with the heels on. I've never dated a woman that was taller than 6'2". But again, like I said, when she put the heels on, and she would have, I mean, she didn't like wearing heels for some reason. Tall women, They, you know, they'll wear the heels because some women like heels, but not all the time because I don't care who you are, what your size is, what kind of shoes you're wearing. You're not trying to wear heels all damn night. You got to balance yourself, your ankles and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, God forbid you drink a little bit and you wobbity wobbity. So she didn't wear them all the time, but when she did, oh man, I was good. I was good, man. Matter of fact, you know, her waist was a little higher, so I could just spank up. You know how you spank down when you got a shorty? I'm spanking up. So that was nice, man. But anyway, so back to what you were saying. I'm a sucker for curves, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a sucker for curves. If we decide to link up or whatever, and, you know, I understand, you know, people's personality and all the other shit they got going on, that's cool. I'm looking at your body. Let's be straight up. They're looking at my body, Tom. They're looking at me.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
They got a little size on them. It goes both ways, man. So that's why we're not having a conversation. Now, if she's a little chubby, I'm gonna go out and say it because somebody got to say it. If she's a little chubby, she better be prepared. She better be prepared for a healthier lifestyle because I understand that sometimes you get to a certain point to where you're gaining weight and you don't really pay attention and notice. Life happens and shit like that. And before you know it, you have more pounds than your ass really needs and wants. So let's not act like because you fluffy, you have to just embrace the fluffy. If your ass used to be 60, 70 pounds lighter and that was healthier for you, then, hey, let's work to what's the healthiest. Let's be real about it, man. And that, like I said, it goes both ways. When I got super heavy, chicks were saying, go ahead.
I'm more BBW. Like I can't do skinny. I'm not attracted to like skinny women. You know, and that's no offense to the skinny women that's on the call. You know what I'm saying? It's just what I like. You know what I mean? It's just I'd rather a thick or bigger woman.
Okay.
Not even like BBW, like all the muscles and all that. Like I don't like that. I don't like all the muscles and chicks with like 12 packs. Yeah, that's not attractive to me, man.
Serena's too built for you? Serena's body's a little too strong for you?
See, Serena is like two different people. Like, when she's not playing and she's just a regular woman, like, it's like her body go back to form, right? I actually had a chance to see her up close and personal. Like, I was right next to her. But when she's, like, in training mode and tennis mode, like, she's cut up. She's, like, super strong. Yeah, I'm good on that.
She turns into a superhero.
It looked good, but I'm good on that, though. I'd rather take my thick women and my BBW women.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mind skinny women, to be honest with you.
We want to know, ladies, like, you know, the question was, what type of, sorry, y'all, what type of, you know, men or women you like, skinny, thick?
Yeah, body types. Yeah,
I don't know, what would it be, BBM for men? I don't know, big,
you know,
I don't know what they call
them, man. they call them different things, man. But they said BBMs before.
Oh,
yeah.
Chunky guys.
Yeah,
I don't know what women.
Teddy bears, right? Teddy bears. They say teddy bears. Teddy bears, big daddies.
Let me ask you this. Does the size of the woman change how you perform?
Okay. That's how you're going to segue
into
that?
Does the size of the man change how you perform, ladies?
I already know what direction they're going, so that's why I want them to. Let me get out what I'm going to get out, because once they call, I already know what they're going to talk about. All right, so ladies, it's cool. We can have that conversation. We can talk about size and each and every aspect of size. We can do – this is the platform to have that conversation, all right? We're not going to know who the hell you are, so you can say however you feel. But I'll say for me, man, there is a bit of a difference, man. Historically, smaller women, in my opinion, have been able to take more wood than the larger women. Because, look, I don't care how thick you are, how fat your ass is, and all that, your coochie hole is still the size of what it is. You know what I mean? We just got to get to it. So you being super thick, you having a big chest, you having a big booty and stuff like that, that don't mean that you could, you know, you could take wood much easier, you know what I mean? Because you still got to get to the paint. We still gonna get to the paint, man. And then once that's happening, now we see how you deal with that work. And so I say to smaller women, for some reason, man, they could take more wood, man. They could take more wood. Now, what I mean by take more wood is size, pressure, different angles, if you will. So, like I said, man, for me, historically, man, you know, a smaller woman, you know, you can pick her up, spin her around, she's not tripping. You know, you can fold them up. A lot of women are flexible, so I can't say one is more flexible than the other because that will surprise your ass. But
so let me say this. Let me get this out real quick before you go on. So
yeah.
Basically, what you're saying is a skinny, slim, thick, or whatever woman will
yeah.
be able to take more wood than a thick or BBW.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't know the logistics of why, but I'm just saying historically, you know, smaller women, man, they, you know, and the way that I know that a woman can take more wood is when she spreads the cheeks so you can get in more. If she don't spread her cheeks so you can dig deeper, then that means she probably kind of pushing you when you get a little too far into the guts. When you get too far into the guts, man, she going to push you off a little bit. Like, hey, nope, not that deep. Not quite that deep. And, you know, some days are different, though. You know, some days are different. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, historically, smaller women's been able to, man. And I'm up for the challenge. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Prove me wrong, damn it.
I definitely want to hear from some of the ladies on that, because I've heard that too. I mean, of course guys have conversations and it's like, yo, skinny girl
right.
can take more than a thick girl. And I mean, okay.
There's always, yeah. Only the women would know that. Only the women would
yeah.
be able to answer that. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they have their opinion about guys, too. You know, chubby guys, slim guys, athletic guys. I mean, of course, you know, we know what direction they're going to go first, but they can still, you know, let us know through experience, directly or indirectly, how those different body types, you know, seem to perform. And that's always interesting, man, to hear how that goes, because, you know, they factor in so much other stuff when it comes to sex than what we do. You know, they start talking about the emotional side and the connection, and I loved him even though he had a small dick. I loved him and he got the job done. You know, the big dick wasn't able to satisfy me even though it was big and beautiful. Like, they got all these different stories, man, but we want to hear what y'all have to say collectively, right? Because there's always this situation and that situation that may go against, you know, the overall perspective. But, you know, we like to hear real live experiences when it comes to that. So we're going to see who has the courage to have to have that conversation with this man. Because, you know, the things that we've been talking about, man, not everybody's comfortable, you know. But
yeah,
we're not gonna pick on.
They chilling tonight. They chilling tonight. I guess this one right here is different.
Yeah, we'll
you know,
double back to that, man.
Which is cool because, I mean, you know, every conversation – it's different. Some people can talk about certain things. Some people can't talk about certain things.
Yes.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
But the conversation is there. Again, if you want to chime in, just press 1. We want to know what body type you like. That's all, you know, what body type
That's
you,
it.
You know, you like. Uh-oh. Let's see.
It,
2748. GI Radio, you on.
Let's
hey, y'all. It's Candy. How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, hey. Y'all got an interesting topic tonight.
Yeah, we had to go. We eventually was going to get here, but we had to go here.
Yeah.
What's your take on
me?
That? Chime in.
Hmm? Say
yeah,
what?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say for me, I mean, I'm this is kind of tough because I don't really, I'm more of like a vibe type of person, but I'm a thick girl as well, so I love a teddy bear. Chocolate one, preferably.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like the chocolate teddy bears, you know, one that can really, like, handle me. And, you know, but I've dated a lot of different body types of guys. I've actually found that the smaller guys are a lot more aggressive, but that's not always good.
Let me stop you. We want you to be a little more specific so we can have a visual. So give us a description of a teddy bear, right? And then give us a description of a smaller guy, because you just can't be saying a smaller man. Small and man, that's damn near politically incorrect.
Is it?
Give us a description.
All right. Well, I don't know. Sometimes I think that because I am a plus size, I think that sometimes skinny guys try and go, like, extra hard. I mean, they, like, we making a movie type, you know. And that's cool once you deep in it, but, like, I'm going to need you to kind of finesse it a little bit first. Versus, you know, the big dudes, they take their time. Their head game is out of control. Like, the tongue, I don't know, maybe it's because their tongue is bigger, but I don't know. But they take their time with it. But they're also strong enough to be like, you know, they stop me from running because I'm a runner. So, like,
okay.
The big guy can really just.
You rough in the wood end of something. Both?
Mm hmm. And I mean, as far as size, I think that larger guys are sometimes small. Well, the guys I've experienced are smaller. But it's cool for me because I'm not into the whole big dick. So, like, I'm not mad at it, but, you know, I don't want to feel you all in my lungs. Like, I just don't. For real, like, I'm not with that. So, and I think as far as, like, what you take, it's kind of like, I think a female can take whatever she's used to getting, you know, because all of that down there stretches. So you can take it in. It's probably because you used to getting it on a regular. So, like,
okay, that makes sense. The coochie justice, it makes a justice.
Yeah, it does, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't like it. I don't want to stretch my stuff out. Like, that's just a no for me.
So Candy, have you ever been picked up during sex?
Yes.
Or does that do anything?
And I didn't know what
you?
To. That's why I'm into the teddy bears. Like, I had never had that, but it's amazing. Like,
so
I almost want to lose weight
so
I can get it on the regular. Huh?
So you had a big-ass Paul Bunyan pick your ass up.
Yes. That's, like I said, I got some meat on these thighs. Like, no, you got to bench press quite a bit. But, yeah, he did it with no problem.
Wow,
you know,
that's pretty cool. I think that's cool because I believe that every woman has experienced almost every type of man. You know what I mean? So when you can speak on the variety and diversity freely, that makes it really much more interesting because, you know, some people will say, "Nah, I never had a big dude before. I never had a skinny dude before." And maybe they did, but they don't want to talk about that experience. But, you know, I mean, if you really get into an individual, you know, some of that stuff, some of the superficial stuff really doesn't hold as much weight as the internal stuff.
True.
And that's kind of what we all know but don't necessarily want to discuss. But from what you said, man, that's some good shit. Now, I think that's some realness. Now, you said that you're a runner, right? So, you why run though? If it feels good and you like it, where the hell are you going, Candy? Where are you supposed to run? Where you going?
I try. I don't get far, but because sometimes it just be feeling too good. Like, I don't be one to.
You don't want to lose your
mind. I don't be wanting to hit a certain note, you know, or I don't be wanting to give in to the moment. So, you know, I'm trying to just hold out a little bit. I'm fighting it a little bit. And like I said, it never works because once y'all arms lock, it's like...
it's crazy.
Like it never works, but I do try to run.
You know what, Gigi, you said something that made me think, and that might be true. Like you said, most women experience all type of guys, like all different sizes. I don't think men experience all type of women.
That's a fact.
I don't know about that one.
You have to think about it. That, you know, you ladies make the call. You ladies choose, right? Now, we can go after, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes some people can overachieve, you know what I mean? But when it boils down to it, you ladies are the ones that say yes and no. So it's not on us. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be up to y'all. So we don't necessarily have that luxury that comes, you know, so natural. You know, because sometimes, you know, we got to do some extra work. And we might, that guy may not want to put that extra work in. But you ladies don't really have to do too much work because you already know we feel you. So we just, you know, we just marking the days of calendar, making sure we have good days. Don't piss you off. You know, make sure we say good morning, good evening. Did you eat lunch? You know, we got to have a build up. You know, we got to cross off.
Don't forget to put the beautiful on the end of it.
That's right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Gorgeous. Just, you look incredible today, man. I love that style on you. We got to really lay it on, man. And be sincere, because we can't bullshit either.
And then,
yeah, you've been a good sport.
Like
we
said,
appreciate you. You came
like
through
said,
for us.
Women can go off vibe. So, you
and
know, a guy could be 6'4", he could be 5'8", he could be, you know, he could be whatever. You know, the vibe right, you know what I mean? And she feels him that day, you know what I mean? It could go. Like with us, we kind of like what we like. Like men, like we know what we want. Like she got to look like this or she got to have this. But not even said, not all guys, but most guys. But some guys will just be like, I don't care what it is, as long as she say yes.
Y'all get stuck on features, though. So, like, a lot of times a woman could have, well, that's what I mean. Like, you guys can date different types because women, their body types are different. So if your features is titties, you can have a woman that's a little bit more pull figured because she's larger up top. Or you can have a smaller woman that has big feet. Like, it's so many different types of body styles of women. Like, to me, men have way more options than we do. For the most part, you're going to have a skinny dude, a medium size, or a teddy bear. Like, we don't have the options that y'all have.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. That's very, very, very true. Because we were just saying that earlier. We were saying this earlier in the conversation. I'm not sure if you heard it. We was trying to break down what is the difference between thick and BBW. But I kind of think it's the same thing to me. I think that, like I told him, I think to me BBW is curves. I mean, when I say thick is just curves. Like a woman with curves? I don't know. Can you explain that? What is BBW? What's the difference between BBW and thick?
I think thick is, like I said, in a specific area. Usually it's like you have a small to a medium-sized waist with larger hips. They see that as thick. But like a BBW is pretty much thick all the way around from head to toe.
Yeah.
That's my interpretation. I don't know.
Okay, I think that was along the lines of what I mentioned.
So when we say thick, we mean top and bottom, right?
I mean, I think of somebody thick as having top and bottom, but just a smaller waistline. I see a BBW as being plus size all the way around. She's thick in the waist, she's thick in the thighs, the boobs, everything is thick.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could call a BBW thick, but you can't necessarily call a thick girl a BBW, if that makes sense.
Well, it's crazy because in the modeling world, if you got a booty, you are a plus size model, pretty much.
But you're not thick, though. You're considered plus size, that's true, but you're not really, nobody is going to look at somebody and say, oh, she's thick and she's like a size 8. I don't see that.
If she is size 8, I mean, and so that's why you have the hybrids. Now you got the slim thing. Ain't that what you said, Tom? So now you got the slim thing, right? So there's so many hybrids to this thing, man. It's, I don't know. I don't even know why so many titles are out, man. Damn. I'm over that. I'm over titles, man, to be honest with you. I don't even say BBW, to be honest.
My thing is,
that
she
cute
I just heard people say, like, BBW thick, slim thick, and I'm like, what are we looking at? Like, how – me personally is either you skinny or you thick. That's how I look at it. It's no nothing else. You thick or you skinny. But it's so many different things I hear people say, and I'd be like, I don't know how you coming up with these things. Like, what – again, like, slim thick. Like, what is slim thick? You skinny and you thick? Like –
So it's just one or the other.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you skinny? You got real, real little legs and like a big top or something like that, or you got a real small top and big legs? I don't know. I don't know what the heck this stuff means. It is. It definitely is.
It's way too damn much.
But before we got 5 minutes, I definitely want to get into this last topic. And Candy, if you don't mind, I want you to stay on for this last one. If you don't want to answer it, it's cool. But it's about the different race for sex, right?
Okay.
So men and women, is it a difference? If you've been with somebody outside of your race, is it a difference in sex with a different race? You could go first, Candy.
Yes. Big difference.
Mm. Whoa.
Okay. She said yes.
I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this. I hope he's not listening. But I'm kind of in a interracial situationship right now. But sex is great. Don't get me wrong. It's good with him. It's just different from the brothers, basically, because I think that let's see, how can I put this? Like, I found an interracial relationship.
We don't want you to get in trouble.
No, we won't get in trouble.
Wait a minute,
I won't. Huh?
Who would know who you are?
No, he's with me too. I went to the store. Yeah, I just went to the store, so he's listening too. One thing about me is I'm a very transparent person, just regardless. So, like, we don't really have too many secrets or any conversations that are off limits. So he's fine. But okay. I found that with interracial relationships, they move too quickly in the bedroom. When it comes to switching positions, it's like they're just going through the motion versus just really taking their time to caress my body. So, but I think that they're more passionate in other areas. So it's kind of like, you know, one end of the spectrum is like, can we slow it down a little bit? versus on the other one, it's like they're great.
Okay, so translation is so there's no stroke like the black man's stroke. Can we be very clear? The black man just has mastered the stroke.
Is that a fair assessment? See, that's what I'm trying to say. And their dick is usually the same color. Like, in interracial relationships, it's just weird. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just strange as to why it's a different color.
Okay. So that being said, is it also fair that the fellatio has been mastered outside of the black man? Is that also what you're getting at?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Hey, we just trying to get some perspective here. Ain't nobody tripping. So what is the biggest difference though? Is it slurping, sucking, more attention to the clit, using fingers? I mean, because this is cultural. We're learning culture right now. You understand? This is culture. So that's what I really want to understand, because I've heard this before. That's why I was like, hey, let me just go ahead and put it out there. So what would you say when it came to that? What is the significant, distinctive difference?
As far as the head part. Is that what you're asking? The finger action is way better in an interracial relationship. Mm-hmm. But the Chocolate Brothers, their tongue game is a lot better. So it's like, you know, he plays with the clit a little bit more, but in my interracial relationship, like I said, he's sticking it, you know, I might get a thumb in a little bit, you know, or he definitely sucks on it. He nibbles. It was weird, though. He kind of nibbles on my clit. And I'm like, never had that before. So I don't know if that's like an interracial thing or that's just him. But, he's definitely good at multitasking down there. So there's no complaints in that area. And, you know, I don't know. I think he's just kind of blowing my head up so he could get some. But he did say that my head game was like the best he's ever had. And I'm the first black chick he's dated. So like, I guess we break the stereotypes too, you know?
Yeah.
I wish I was home. Okay. I would have got him on the phone, but.
That would have been really cool.
I know.
So what would you say? Tom, we have to ask this before she leaves. Now, what would you say about the size? What would you say about the size? Does it vary, or is it, I mean, obviously each man is different, but on a consistent basis, is there any consistency on one size being larger than the other, or one size even filling you up more? Length, width, whatever. Any significant difference there?
I think in interracial relationships, I think they're usually longer, but they're not as thick.
Okay.
I personally have never been in an interracial relationship where the guy has been thick. Now, he's been big, but there hadn't been a lot of thickness there.
Okay. And that's as in girth, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tone, listen,
as
man.
Far as...
We
need some edumacation this evening, man.
And we should have saved this question for next week.
Hey, Candy's gonna give it to you, man. She's gonna answer all the questions, man. That's one thing that I love when you get on here, you know, you don't duck and dodge. You're very clear and open, transparent about your responses and comments. So that's why we always have you on. You know, when we get you on, we got to have you on for a few minutes, man. You can't be one of the callers that, hey, okay, I feel this way. This is cool. Thanks, guys. Have a great evening. Now, you've done that to us before, but we know that, you know, that means you got something going on, right? But before
well, she snuck out to the store, so she got time. She snuck out to the store, so she got to drive back home so she could talk.
Yeah.
Nah, I snuck out to the store because we need some snacks. It was like that type of night.
Oh, okay. Candy, give me some candy. That's good.
So this is what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna do. I know it's not fair, but Candy answered. So Gigi, me and you will have our answer next Friday. We're gonna start the show off with this question, and me and you can answer what Candy answered tonight. First of all, have you ever been with another race?
I have.
Okay,
yeah,
I have
been with another ethnicity. Yes.
Yeah. So we both can answer this. So we both can answer this next week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gonna be good, man.
Candy, definitely. Thank you for calling. Thank you for tuning in every night.
Absolutely.
Kicking it with us. I say every night. I'm sorry. Every Friday, kicking it with us. We definitely appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So y'all going to make us wait a whole nother week?
y'all going to have to wait. Because I like this conversation, and I'm pretty sure that it definitely would be dope to start off with this one and get everybody's perspective on, you know, dating, you know, sex outside of your race. I'm pretty sure we can get some dope, dope answers like we got from you.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, you guys have a great, great night.
All right. Thank you for calling in. You too.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye-bye.
G, great, great, great show. Great show. Great show.
Man.
Great show. She definitely came through.
She did. She did.
She definitely
she
came
did,
through. Definitely came through.
Yeah, like I always do a pregame on Fridays to just kind of let people know, hey, in about 5 minutes, that's most of the time why I'm late, 2-3 minutes late, that, you know, hey, we're about to jump on, because I know that Fridays, man, people are winding down. They may be going out to dinner. I mean, the cities are wide open. I know that, you know, we're going through different ups and downs with shelter in place and curfew and stuff like that. But right now in Atlanta, the city is wide the fuck open. So people are out in these streets. Mm-hmm. People are coming in from the cities, different cities and states, and they come in, man. So we appreciate the callers that do jump on here at 9 p.m. every Friday Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, you know, it doesn't matter if we have 5 callers, we have 5,000 callers, man. We appreciate every single individual. But we are going to hold out. We are going to hold out our responses. We're going to dig into the interracial relations. I guess that's the name of it, right? Interracial relations.
Interracial, yeah. Here's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Next Friday, I will be home. I will be in Atlanta for GI weekend. So it's going to be turned. So I still want to do the show. I still want to do the show, you know, even though we're going to be partying. I might be a little bit tipsy, but we're still going to rock out. We're still going to do the show. Again, man, I'm loving it. I'm loving the show. I'm loving the topics, platform. Again, Gigi, I appreciate you saying yes, rocking with me. I think this is like show 13 or 14. So let's keep it rolling, keep it rolling, keep building, keep building. We here every Friday, 9 p.m. If you missed the show, you can go to my page, you can go to GG page, or you can go to GEI Radio on all social media platforms and check it out. The link is up. You can just click it and, you know, listen in. But GG, can you let everybody know where they can find you at?
Yeah, definitely. Once again, good show. Tone, appreciate you. GEI Radio, definitely is a very dope brand. So much respect to you guys. I do want to make sure that everybody understands you can follow us, hit the notifications so that you know whatever we're posting, whatever announcements we have going on. You can find me on a few different platforms. The first one you can find me is on Facebook, which is Mallory Rob, M-A-L-L-O-Y, Rob. Now, my Facebook used to be Mallory Gigi After Dark Rob Tone, but there were people that was like, nah, that's not his name. So they reported me. And so Facebook was like,
oh,
yeah,
man.
Motherfuckers are saying that you ain't Gigi After Dark. What is a Gigi After Dark? Show us my ID stating Gigi After Dark. And I'm like, man, look, just take it off. I don't care, man. There's many people over there that got Tina, I Love to Make Pancakes, Johnson, and Lance, King Ding-a-ling, Morris. They just been thriving, right? But my shit can't stay. So it was crazy, man. But you can find me on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook, man, for sure. IG, find me at Rob GG Malloy, R-O-B-G-I-G-I Malloy. My IG does pop off. So I'm actually building that out a little bit more. I think I'm like a couple thousand away from 10K followers. So, you know, I got to work on that brand. But follow me there. You can also follow me at my business page, which is GG After Dark IG, as well as my website, ggafterdark.com. You can find me there. And we always going to have a good time. So, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to represent my brand, represent who I am. And Tone, man, I'm definitely thankful. We go way back, man. We go back like cornrows. We go way back like cornrows, man. And your ass had cornrows. That's why your ass eventually got some cornrows. I know I had some damn cornrows, but how can they find you, man? You and the brand.
Definitely. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GEI underscore Tone. You can find me on Facebook, Tone Mitchell. You can, if you want to follow the brand, everything we got going on, you can at GEI fam on Instagram or just hashtag GEI. You're going to see everything from the documentaries, models, liquor, juice, TV, film, models, magazines, everything we got going on. So check us out, man. Check us out. And again, you can follow the radio show on all social media platforms, GEI Radio. And again, man, thanks everybody for tuning in every Friday with us. We know stuff opening back up, but y'all still be kicking it with us. So that's dope that y'all be rocking out with us. I know, you know, in Atlanta, certain spots, 9, 10 o'clock, you out drinking. So
yeah,
cool that you kicking with us. That's what's up. Everybody enjoy the rest of their weekend, man. GG, I'll be home Thursday. I'll be home Thursday. So, man, I'm definitely going to try to link up with you, man. And I don't know, do a photo shoot.
Yeah,
do something.
Yeah.
I don't know, for the radio show.
Yeah,
we could do something.
We got to do a photo shoot, switch up the flyer a little bit, man. Update the damn flyer.
I'm with it. That's a bet, man.
You gotta be safe.
All right, man. Everybody be safe. Peace.